money. So it's like a vaday chiv here right now. You owe us the money. Like Rashi says, shnei yovas, the two fathers, kosu harsho, like the great mission, one to collect for the other. The gavero bo bal harsho v'toyve manashoch. He's not to be manashoch. Im sheli meis hechtali yesh sheli v'im shel chaveri meis hechtali yesh shelai sherei yeshli harsho. So with Iv Orman Nado, he says, like Kesvina Nadrachta Metalti, we do not write up a Harsho on Metalti. If you want to collect Metaltlim, since the Nath Ben Rashi says, Mechsek Eshikro, Shemim Biyodim Mishal Zeklum, the Chasim Misad Eshikro, looks like you're signing on false, maybe doesn't know anything altogether. So Guru, here you want to collect the Hase Loyim, it's Metaltlim, we do not write Harsho to collect Metaltlim. Smorah says, no, Hanemili, when does Shmuel, when does Nado say the Svaro to Kafre? Only if the loiver, the one you asked for, was kaifer. Rashi says, Eicha, the kaifer means loiver l'malva, the loiver already denied it. He says, I don't owe you the money. Then, tzula kosa malva, show the malva has no right to write ashur then. Because then it's a nefzik kishikra. Aval Eicha, the kaifer, but when they deny it, then kastrin, and then the lochrizi could write ashur. So now Mishneh, the kohen, did not deny it. So therefore, both these fathers come with ashur. One gives permission for the other one to collect the money. So it's like a vadi, they come to the coin, listen, you took the 10th slayim now for these two b'chorim. One of them died before 30 days. The one that died, there's no chiv to pay. He wants the money back, and he can't be matkin and say, you're not the one, because even if I'm not the husband, I'm not the father, but I have our shur, I'm coming to collect the terrorist, our shliach for the other one. So manashek, you have to give back the 5 slayim in a chayim. In such a case, then you'd have to pay back the hay slayim. That's trana mishnah. That's only because they went to two separate kahanim. But if they went to one kayin, the one kayin would have to pay back the 5 sloyim because they both came with a hasho. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, that's mem test of an alfi on top of two dots. The Mishnah says about zorchu in the kezo, ein kan l'kayin klum. That was the last case where a husband had two different wives, and one gave birth to a zorchu of a kid, to two different couples. And one gave birth to a zocha, one gave birth to a nekeva. So we don't know which one is which. So ain't kam lekayin klum. Again, because the last case was, one of the wives was bichra. One of the wives gave birth before. And the other one did not. And now they both gave birth together, one to a boy, one to a girl. So the one that did not give birth before has the right to say she gave birth to the nekeva. Therefore, the kayin doesn't get anything. The Mishnah says, tono rafuna learned like this, that shnei zechorim nekeva. Let's say they gave birth to two zechorim, two boys in the nekeva. The same thing, ain't kam lekayin klum, the kayin gets nothing. For the same reason, that the one that, his wife did not give birth yet, he has a right to say that the nekeva came out first by him. And then the second one was a zochor, and the other one that already had a child also had a zochor. So therefore, again, the kayin gets nothing. As a meisim mechaver, all over raya, he doesn't have to pay pidin aben. The Mora says, if so, v'tana didan, how come our Tana doesn't say this? Why didn't our Tana say this Kiddush when you have two Zechorim and one Nekeva? The Mora says, kivun de b'shnei anoshim, hu de mishkachas lo. You only find this, v'yish echot, but v'yish echot, shtei noshim lo mishkachas lo. You only have this halacha with two different couples. Then we say for sure he's pata. But v'yish echot, if there be one husband, and he has two wives, if the husband would have two wives, that if one wife gave birth before already, and one wife did not, and now he'll give birth to two zchorim in the keivo, so he would not be pota. He would have to give the pidyon aben. So therefore, lemaftin lo. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns bish echor shtei nos mishkachas lo. Tichibundike chad bechor. Forget, this will be in a case where one man has two wives. And now they gave birth to two boys and a girl. In fact, they did not give birth before. So therefore, now there's for sure one bechor. One of them could be gave birth to a girl first and then a boy. But one of them for sure gave birth to a boy alone. So therefore, there's one that for sure has a bechor here. So Rashi says, "Chivon dika chad bechor yoyev heisloim lekayim." Therefore, our Mishnah Mochil Atoni Lei. Our Mishnah doesn't say in a case even though they're two husbands. If there would have been two husbands involved, then he would be potam. Because our Mishnah only says, the Chol Hanech, the Tanakan, Ein Kam Lekayin Klum. All our cases, it says in the Mishnah, when the Kohen gets nothing, is Shavin, Rashi says, all the cases of the same halacha, Bein Yish Echot, Ushtei Noshim, Bein Ushtei Noshim, Shoshnei Noshim.
It wouldn't make a difference whether it's two couples or one husband with two wives. So therefore, the last case that says, again, where the wives did not give birth before, and now between the two ladies, there are two boys and one girl, as if it's separate husbands, then each one has a right to say, my wife gave birth to the girl first. Therefore, I don't have to pay the heis loyim. The case would be one husband, then for sure he'll have the chiyuv to give figin aben. Even though the kids got mixed up, we're not sure which wife gives birth to which, but our koponim for sure, you have a bechor, you'd have to pay heis loyim l'chayim. Now the Mishnah said like this, what's going to be meis haben b'ter shleishim yoyim? Let's say the bechor dies before he's 30 days old. So then we have a right to say, Mr. Tom, he was an eifel, and therefore there's no halacha, they have to be paid to him. And therefore, afal pisha not on the kohen, even let's say the father gave the money to the kohen already, even before the kid was 30 days old, but if he dies before he's 30 days old, the halacha is yachzer. The kohen has the key to give it back. He has the right to keep the money. The Rashi says it's an eifel, and the father was not mechuyev in pidyon haben, so therefore he has to give back the money. What's going to be if the bechor dies liyachal lamajem after he's 30 days old? Then after Pishle Nosn, even though the father did not pay yet, Yitain, still the Chiv has a Chiv, the father had a Chiv of Pidyon HaBen, like he had a Bechor that was alive for more than 30 days. So with Chal a Chiv upon him to be Pidyon HaBen, he has a Chiv to give Heis Loim to the Kohen. Even if his kid dies, still he has to do the Pidyon HaBen. What's going to be Meis B'yom Shloshim? Let's say the Bechor died on the 30th day, is Kiyom Shloponov. It's like he did not make it yet. And therefore, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. Rabbi Kiva has a suffix whether the 30th day is considered a bechor or not. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva, you have to go to chumra. You have to go like it depends. In Nosan, if you already gave the money to the kohen and your bechor dies on the 30th day, lo yito, you have no right to take it back because there's a suffix. Maybe there is chal chiyuv pidyon haben, and the kohen has a right to keep the money, so you have no right to get it back from him. But v'yim lo Nosan, if you did not give the kohen the money yet, then lo yitain. Minasofik, you could also say a mitzvah chaver l'varaya. Is it a sofik whether you have a chiyuv pidyon haben or not on the 30th day? So therefore, both ways you can't get the money, you can't take the money away. Now the Gemara says, "Ma'itamayad rabbanim." What's the reason of the rabbanim that they say if the kid dies on the 30th day, it's like before he's not called the bechor, he doesn't have a chiyuv pidyon haben, because gamri they learn out chodesh mi midbar. Learn out from the passion that says in the midbar, the Rashi says, "Tivok," it says over here, "O peduyim ben chodesh tifta." She prayed to your son after he's a month old. O ksib the midbar says in the passion about the midbar, "Pekoid kol bechor zocher," count every bechor zocher, "mi ben chodesh vomala." Mi ben chodesh vomala says the word vomala means afterward, means to say after he's 30 days old, that's when you count him, the 31st day. So the Mora says, Gomar Chodesh Chodesh Mi Midbar Mahosem Vomalo Afochinami Vomalo, only after the 30 days. Rashi said, the Pasuk says Vomalo, it means Mash Maliach Shloshim. You only start counting after he's 30 days old. So it is the Pidyon HaBen, the Chiv is first Chal after he's 30 days old. That's what Rabbi Kiva, that's what Achon say, Yepota. For Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Mesafkali, he has it for doubt. Why? Because Midi Yitzvach Lemichta Vomalo. Gabi Erchin and the pasture of Erchin. When you also have to be pay how much you're worth, there's also different payments, whether you're 30 days old, or 3 years, or 5 years, or 20, 50 years old, the different halachas. And there it says, Vomalo. So Rashi says, in the Ben Shishim Vomalo, the Pasuk, if he's 60 years old and older. So the Gomer Sechta Erechin, that Shana Shana Zereshava, all the years that change about how much value you have, the only change after your birthday, but not before. And the Ben Shisha, when you get 60 years and older, means after you're 60 years old, after your birthday, that's when you first have the lach up after 60. So it says next to word Vomalo by Erchin. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva has a suffer like this. Since we need the word Vomalo by Erchin, Fulay Gami, Mi Midbar, I do not learn out Pashas Erchin from this to the Bechor in the Midbar. If so, it comes out, Hevelu Shnei Ksuma Boink Yechod. It's like two special times the Torah says Vomalo, that you go after later years. That's by pidyon, by the counting by the bechor and the midbar, and by erchin. So that maybe the klal is bechol shnei ksuv mabayin ki yechod is ein melamdin. I can learn out to other places, so I do not learn out bechor from these two halachas. And therefore, by bechor, even the 30th day, maybe you already have a mitzvah pidyon haben, because from these two places, that's gomal. I can't learn out. I do maybe know ki ein melamdin. When do I say the klal of shnei ksuvim? is ein milam. I can't learn out from that. That's only liyalma. If I want to learn out other halachas from here, avol gufayu. If you want to learn out the halachas of it itself by yibechor, melamdin could learn out. Like if I want to learn out hilchas bechor, pidyon bechor from the midbar that was talking about the bechor there also. It's talking about counting the bechor. So that v'mal over there is like it says all the time. You count the bechor, it means after you're 30 days old. So maybe it's not a concern from Shnei Ksuvim or Kenechanim Lamdin. Maybe you could learn out from it. If Rav Kiva has a doubt, what's going to be the lock of a pidyon aden? Is the chal on the 30th day or on the 31st day? Where it says the Mishumachi, therefore, Mitzaskin and Lay. Therefore, Rav Kiva has a doubt, and therefore that's the lock. If you did not pay yet, you don't have to pay. If you already pay, you don't get your money back. Om Rav Ashivashi says, Hakil Moiz, and everybody agrees, and even Rav Kiva would agree, that Linyan Avela. The locker is, if you have a son and the kid dies, so if he dies before 30 days, it's called like a nefer, there's no mitzvah savelish, not the sechiva. If he dies after 30 days, then the parents have to sechiva. What's going to be if he dies yom shloshim? If the kid dies on the 30th day, everybody agrees ki yersh lefanuf. It's like he died before 30, that there's no sitting shiva. What's the reason why? Because the yom ha-shmul, Shmuel says, halacha kedivri hameku biyovel. Hesuchah savelish is only with the rabbonin. There's a special klal, you always go to kula. Therefore, this machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, that's halachi and the raisis. But we'll be no geir to avelus, rather we go to kula to say that you only have to sit shiva if the kid dies after he's 30 days old. But on the 30th day itself, with the kalafonov, you'll not have to sit shiva. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be meis av v'toyer shleishim? Let's say the father died before his Bechor is 30 days old. So, Becheskash la Nifta. We have a right to say that most probably the father was not a poid to his son, and therefore when his Bechor grows up, he's going to have to be poid to himself. Achiyovi Raish Nifta. Unless the son, like you bring proof or has Eidim, that his father was poid to him. Because usually within the first 30 days, there's no mitzvah to be poid to. The father does not poid to his son. But let's say Liyakash la Shemyayim. Let's say the father died after the Bechor was 30 days old. Then we say Becheska Sheniftam. Like most probably the father was poyed his son. As soon as it comes the 31st day, he's poyed his son. Until somebody tells the son, like we know for sure that your father was not poyed to you. So when somebody tells the son that way, then the son should be poyed to himself. But if nobody tells the son anything, then the son has a right to take on that most probably his father was poidim, and he doesn't have to be poidim himself. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be who liftois ubunar liftois? Let's say there's a father here that has the bechor, and the father himself was the bechor, and he never took care of himself yet. He wasn't poidim himself yet. So who comes first? He has himself to be poidim and his son to be poidim. The locher is, who kaidim livnoi? Tanakhama says he goes first. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be poid to yourself first, and then you take care of your son. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda ime benoi koidmoi. No, you have to first be poid to your son before you poid to yourself. She mitzvos le yaloviv, or mitzvahs benoi alov. Because your chiyuv pidyon was chal upon your father, but your son chiyuv pidyon is chal upon you. So to get like this chiyuv is chal upon you, therefore this chiyuv you have to take care of first. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. You'll see in the Gemara exactly what this verse is. We'll see. Exactly how it works out. Now the Gemara says like this. Itma, learn like this. Ha poida es binoi b'ter shloshim yoyim. Let's say somebody gave the chomei shloyim to the kohen within 30 days before the bechor was 30 days old. So Rav Omer Rav says binoi poda. Yes, the chiv is the mitzvah is chal. You mekayim the mitzvah. V'shmul ama no, ain't binoi poda. No, the mitzvah is not chal. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah pidyon aben. So what's the case talking about? So much like this. The kula yalma mi'ach shavein b'nei podi. Everybody agrees that if you give the money now before the bechor is 30 days old, the mitzvah is not chal now, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Pshita, there's no mitzvah until the kid is 30 days old. Let's say, even though you gave the money before, but after the bechor is 30 days old, and the yisnai lamois, and the kohen still has the money in his hands, then vadei b'nei podi. Since the kohen has the money when the kid is 30 days old or 31 days old, treat it then the mitzvah chal. Then everybody agrees. So where's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Keep pleading whether they argue liyachas shloshim yoyim. In the case that you gave the money before,
and you want the pidyon to be chal lachash leishim yoyim, but v'nesachlo hamoyis, when it comes the end of the 30 days, the kohen doesn't have the money anymore. He used the money up already. That's the shayla. Rav says, b'nai podo, yes, the kid is chal. The father gave the money to the kohen. He did the ma'aseh pidyon. When is the chal? If the 30 days. So even though the money's not around, so what? He already made the ma'aseh pidyon, and it's chal now, after the kid is 30 days old. And the proof of this is, meet have the akdush isha, the same way if you marry your wife this way. Chosam, don't we say over there, lav afa gav v'nesach v'moyis, if a man gives kesef to his wife, and says, arei al-mukadeshes li, liyachash leishim yoyim, that I want this kedushin first to be chal 30 days from now, even the locher is there, even though she used up the money, the locher is heavy kedushay, that the kedushin is chal. Since you made the maisa kedushin, so the maisa is finished already, and you want the chleis to be chal liyachash leishim, it's okay. So Rav holds the same thing here also, hachinami, the same thing over here also. Hachinami leishim, there'll be no